I'm ready. I'm fired up.
We're vibing. We're checking vibes.
What's the vibe like?
We're doing a couple vibe checks. So far, the vibe's good. I just found out that Mike has a cute brother.
Yes. And I think that's actually, this is Allie Makovsky in the building, the sister Makovsky.
There, she's a sister as well. I didn't know that.
I'm one third of the Makovsky sister trio.
There we go. We have a sister as well. So two brothers and one sister.
We do.
Oh, cute.
It is adorable.
You're cute. By the way, you're cute too. Double cute. Look at that.
Oh my God. Mike, how do you feel about this?
I feel like I'm a little jelly because I just got a haircut and nobody's complimenting me.
It looks good.
It looks really good. Your hair looks really good, buddy. Yeah.
I think I'm dating the barber. He was into me. He told me how to curl my hair better.
You need that kind of information. Yeah.
But I think the real question, Allie, is, you've seen me in person. Now you're seeing my brother. What's your pref? I think you like John.
I like John. But here's the thing, Michael. I think you're so charming. And I could see, like, in a pretend – this is what I always do. Every time I meet or become friends with a guy, just for funsies, always, like, picture our life together. And sometimes it's very short. Sometimes
just for funsies.
Really good. But I feel like you have such good, like, dad energy and, like, cool husband energy and, like, you know, if it's like one of those things where, like, if I'm single when I'm like 32 or 35,
when you're my age,
like if I'm just like trying to settle and like have a good life partner,
yes,
like you'd be that person for sure. I don't know your brother well enough. He might be not faithful. He might be a little cheater. He might have
none of those things. I am none of those things.
Well, I don't know that. So
that's very true. I don't know anything about you though. I'm willing to bet that we'd have a good time though. Maybe forever, maybe not forever.
You guys would have at least a very good weekend. I'm long term. I'm LTR.
Yeah.
A long term relationship. That's what I'm looking for these days. I'm tired of all that. I'm looking to settle down. So we'll see.
You're in Arizona?
Yeah, I'm gonna come visit California though too.
Okay. And I'm gonna be in Arizona September 4th and 5th.
Are you? Awesome. Yeah, let's definitely hang out. Let's see each other. All of us, let's hang. All the sisters and brothers.
Oh, we'll chill. So Allie has Arizona connections now because her sister – how recently did she move to Arizona? Like,
she moved there last Thanksgiving. So she's almost been there for a full year.
What did she come out here for?
Marriage, love.
Why are you moving to Phoenix for love?
And I have the real question. What are her cross streets? You know what I'm saying? Man. What are those cross streets?
Jesus Christ.
I can't reveal that information, but it's crazy because my sister used to live in on the west side, like Santa Monica area. Mm-hmm. And I live in Hollywood, but ever since she moved to Arizona, I've seen her way more than I ever have.
That's crazy. Yeah, there was times me and Mike lived in the same city forever. Well, we saw a lot of each other. Well, we lived together.
We lived in the same
for
home.
Some time. We lived in the same home for years. But we also didn't always live together. There were times where we didn't live together.
Yeah.
But I have missed my brother more than I thought I would when he moved to Los Angeles.
Aww. Are you happy for him?
I am happy for him. No, it's the right thing to do. I just didn't.
What do you do for work?
I got it. Who knows? No, I'm a bartender. I work at a place called Olive and Ivy in Old Town Scottsdale. It's a great spot.
I have
spot.
Been there.
You have?
My sister recommended it to me. I was asking her about a place to go for dinner, and she said Olive and Ivy.
Oh, it's the spot. I guarantee.
It's the go-to recommendation.
Yeah,
and it's awesome, and we'll come through every time.
I'm just going to do a quick Google because I wonder if I have actually been there.
It's right by if you can remember, there's a mall and then there's a like a waterfront area, canal. It's right on the canal.
Nordstrom, very close. There is.
Okay, I believe she lives right over in this area.
Oh, so cool. There we go. I live maybe an 8-minute drive from there. That's where I work though. It's an awesome spot.
Wow.
Small world.
I don't think I've actually been here though, but I think on this upcoming trip.
It's a vibe.
Please. We call it Olive and Vibey, actually.
Oh, I like that.
Very vibey.
Wait, so what's the age difference between you guys?
Wait, let's hear it from you. How old and how far apart do you think that we are?
Great question.
This is a game that I play with my sisters. I'm the youngest by 7 years.
Oh, wow.
Damn.
and people think that I'm older than her. So don't be, I don't want anyone.
Oh, no, we don't have feelings. We left our feelings in Ohio.
I lack empathy.
Yeah. John, I want to say that you're older, but it really is a toss-up. But I feel like you're older.
Mm-hmm. I am older.
Okay. And I'm going to say you're older by I'm going to say 2 years at the youngest, but potentially like 5 years at the...
Ooh, five years older.
Spot on. We're 2 years apart.
Yeah.
Okay. That was my instinct, my first guess.
November 86, October 84 is John.
Yes. October 10th, 10-10, perfect 10.
Oh, so John, you're 34?
35.
Yeah. 35, yes.
35. And Mike, you're 31, 30.
33, but I still love gutter hip hop. And still figuring out who I am.
Yeah. So you guys were like close growing up.
Bunk beds.
So close.
Yeah, same room.
So close that I'm going on a trip next week with his friends.
That's how you know that. Yeah.
So, very close.
Mike, are a lot of your friends your brother's friends?
I think I've definitely like adopted a lot of his friends. It's the same thing. My crew is his crew and vice versa.
My crew is so much cooler though.
My crew is probably smaller than high school, whereas John's still like in a group chat with like 15 of his high school friends.
That's how my oldest sister is. Like she has like a big group of like girlfriends that she's still super close with. And then the other sister who's younger is like really good friends with all of them.
Yeah. No, I think it's the same exact way. I'm friends with all of Mike's friends. My friends, our friends, our closest, I think both of us, are from like childhood. My closest friends are from like 7 years old.
It's and rare. Still,
there was like a time where we didn't talk as much, but now over the past few years, really reconnected. It's actually been awesome.
Yeah, my best friends I've known since I was 9 years old. Yeah, are you like that? Because aren't you, you're Long Beach. Is Long Beach like that?
It can be.
I guess anywhere could be. But you don't have like long friends like that, do you? Or
no, I kind of hit it and quit it.
I got what I needed and I'm moving on.
I think it was just like the way I grew up. I feel like I was just kind of always like a lone wolf. Like I just kind of did my own thing and I like had really close friends along the way. But I feel like I changed so much that like I don't have as many close friends because throughout school I was always kind of like involving myself in different like groups.
Different cliques. Yeah. Weren't you, and also growing up, one of my favorite things about you, weren't you like on the radio early too?
Yeah.
And like exposed. Really? So you were kind of, because obviously Allie, stand-up comedian, and we know each other through comedy, but like you were like in front of people like at a very young age too, right?
Yeah. I got into that in like third grade. So when I was 7 years old, I was like already doing like entertainment stuff. Professionally,
you were Ryan Seacrest at 8 years old.
Yeah, he was the guy, and I was like a bit on his radio show in the morning, and I did that for like 4 years. So it was really weird, like having friends and then like also having a job outside of school.
That's so crazy. What age were you? Again, I'm sorry, I didn't hear.
I was seven.
Are you serious? Holy shit! That is
wild. Yeah, I lived from like seven until I was around like 11 years old.
That is nuts. Yeah, we were in a creek. You know what I mean? Me and Mike were literally throwing things at each other in a creek at 7 years old.
Yeah, it's a very bizarre, weird thing. Like, it doesn't feel real. Like, looking back on it, I'm like, how did any of that happen? Like, it's very bizarre.
Didn't you kind of stumble into it, too?
I mean, it was totally by, like, coincidence. Like, it wasn't planned. I never wanted to be, like, a child star or anything in any way. Like, I didn't even know that that stuff was possible. And then you know how you can like call into radio shows and like make a song request or like shout out your school?
Yeah.
I just like did that one day and I ended up getting through. And you know, you could tell when you're talking to a child because my voice was like, hey guys, like I'm Allie. You
It hasn't always been like this.
No. That'd be so sick if I was like on the playground just being like, what's up, bitches? Just trying to throw some ball out here.
Your voice dropped in puberty?
It did, and then I lost my job. I didn't sound like a child anymore.
Isn't that crazy? It's like, yeah, you got too old. You're like, I'm 12. No, how old is too old? Yeah.
My name on the radio, like the thing was like Lil Allie. and they would always make me a year younger than I was. So, like, when I was 7 doing it, I would say that I was 6 years old.
Which is super creepy. What is that?
It's like, we don't need a 7-year-old. No one's going to connect to that. We need a 6-year-old.
People like young kids with talent, and I guess they just wanted me to be as young as possible.
Shout out to Jeffrey Epstein.
Shout out to Epstein. Shout out to Kiss FM.
But, huge shout out. Double shout out.
Yeah, so I just, like, called in randomly thinking – I didn't even know what to say. I had to ask my sister. I'm like, what should I do? And she was like, ask for Britney Spears tickets. So then I asked for Britney Spears tickets. And then I sang Toxic by Britney Spears because Ryan Seacrest asked me to, and you don't say no to Ryan.
True. No, and, yeah. I think that's a hashtag somewhere.
Yeah, it's in the code. It's in the book that you get. And so I sang Toxic. I thought I killed it. And then when I'm done, he's like, well, we don't have Britney Spears tickets, but we have American Idol tickets. And I'm like...
Of course he's got that. He's got the connect the same on that.
Thing, yeah, I was like, well, I'll only go if they're VIP. And he's like, who's this 7-year-old?
or six-year-old, yeah.
Yeah. And so ever since then, they were like, stay on the line. Our producer wants to talk to you. And then they had this idea. I went up. I started making prank phone calls, and it ended up, like, being a big hit.
It's crazy.
Super
That's
crazy.
Awesome. Yeah. Was that your first – what was your first – concert experience? Did you want to go see Britney Spears and that didn't happen, or what happened for you?
I would have liked to see Britney Spears, but that wasn't really my dream. That was more of my sister's thing. I remember my first, like, I think big concert I went to was Hilary Duff with her sister Haley.
Wow.
And that was wild. That was amazing. And then I got to, like, go to all the radio station, like, concerts, like Wango Tango and Jingle Ball, and that was really cool. I remember I got to, like, introduce Gwen Stefani on stage.
Damn.
So I was like, give it up for Gwen Stefani.
This is bananas.
Yeah. Yeah, that's, it was crazy. Her Harajuku phase, which controversial now.
You were like, were you ever cool with, like, the young girl in all the Missy Elliott videos, or did you ever
remember her? That's crazy you bring that up, because her name is also Allison. Mm. And when I was younger, we both have, like, brown hair, and we looked similar, just, like, cute little round face, long brown hair, kind of tried to do bangs, whatever.
Yeah.
And I remember I was at the chili cook-off in Malibu with my sisters.
Of course.
And some girls behind us were like, I think that's the girl from the video.
Oh, no.
And so we just, like, went along with it. But yeah, no, I never knew her, unfortunately. That would have been cool.
She was a star.
I know. I feel like I really missed the opportunity to be one of those, like, child stars who, like, hung out with other, like, child stars. Yeah. I really missed the mark on that one.
You know what's weird is if that was now and you were 7 or whatever and doing that, you'd probably be, like, huge on TikTok and, like,
oh my god, yeah, I would have so many followers.
It'd be wild. Now you got decent followers though. I saw you get an uptick.
I got decent numbers.
Decent.
Not complaining.
That's awesome.
Another thing that we both like, we all three like, is music though at a young age. Like, we went to a bunch of concerts early. Our first concert, or was your first concert the same as mine, John? Rod Stewart?
Yeah, Rod Stewart.
Rod Stewart. Isn't that weird?
Oh,
yeah.
Oh my god. See, that's why my mom loves you.
But that was also that we true. Like
your mom old... her mom does love me, John.
Really? Well, yeah, that's awesome. Moms like us, though. Moms, I've always been good with moms, great with moms.
I think there's something that happens when you have 3 kids. You just, like, when you have that many siblings, like, 2 other siblings, you just, like, know how to interact with parents.
Right. You know how to say, hey, can I help you with this? Or what? Isn't this annoying? Or isn't, like, you can connect. You can relate.
Or it's probably just the way that we were raised.
Properly?
Yeah. To be nice. Yeah, it was so important to, like, say thank you and please, and, like, when you go to people's houses, like, thank the parents, be nice.
True.
Don't just open the refrigerator door, you know what I'm saying? You don't walk into a bedroom, a master bedroom. You keep to yourself. Speak when spoken to.
Did you guys ever have those sleepovers? I don't know if this is just a me thing, but did you guys ever have sleepovers when you were younger? Like, either with family or friends, and be, like, scared to spend the night at people's houses and have to, like, call your parents or mom and be like, can you say that I have to go home?
Dion Tamara. I think I cried, and his mom called my mom and was like, hey, I don't think Mike's going to make it the whole night. He's crying.
Really?
Right now. It's not even dinner.
I don't think I ever did.
There was something so alarming and upsetting about being in someone else's house to go to sleep.
Yeah, the first time, the first few times, it's like, what's up? What do you mean? We're not, we're in the basement? What's happening right now? Yeah.
This is where
you guys had basements back in Ohio.
Basements were huge.
Oh, yeah.
How did everything happen in a basement?
Well, yeah, where'd you hook up with your first dude? In a not garages.
Garages.
Garage. Yeah, I think a basement's better.
Basement. I like the garage. You're on the same floor. Quick get out.
True. Just hop in the car, open the garage door.
A basement might not have an exit. You might have to go up the stairs to get out of the house. Garage.
I miss a good garage hang.
Yeah.
Drinking Smirnoff Ice, playing spin the bottle, hooking up with the same five people back to back. Yeah.
It is weird when you think back on it. Like, we're just all just trading partners for a while there. That's the only people you knew.
Oh, and we were doing
so
orgy
at that age.
That's an orgy.
Yeah.
That's totally. Like we were literally having orgies as like 12-year-olds.
It's like a PG-13 orgy.
Yeah, not a real orgy. I hope you weren't having real orgies over there.
No.
I don't know. I was playing Eyes Wide Shut and just seeing what Stephanie would do.
Did you guys ever have co-ed sleepovers?
Yes. Second grade, Ricky Shireen's house. And it was so weird. It was the only one I ever went to.
Second grade? That doesn't count.
Well, it kind of does. I mean, it was that the first weird. Time. It was weird. I remember we like at like a certain point in the night we had dinner and that was fine and we all had the cake and then downstairs and the parents go to bed and then like we went to one side of the room. It was like a high school dance and the girls were on the other side. No one knew what to do or say to each other. It was the first time I'd ever like been alone with a girl outside of a classroom, and I'm in second grade. It was just weird.
Were you crushing on anybody? Second grade crush?
Natalie Earls, if you're listening, give me another shot.
She was cute.
Huge crush on Natalie Earls.
Yeah. Big curls, right? Wasn't she get curls?
Yeah, she was very pretty. Yeah. And she was there. And I'm just like in the corner, like, what's going on? I have no idea what to do. I'm 10 years old.
Yeah, I forget. Well, if you were 10, you weren't in second grade. That's
what is the, like what is the math grade. There? What's the math? No, we were definitely in second grade then. So how old were
you? You're probably
we?
Like seven six. Or eight.
Okay, so I wasn't on the radio, but I was at a sleepover. Okay, Allie? Yeah.
our mother okayed this?
Yeah. I remember that it had
like
to be
okay. when you're in second grade, your mom's like, well, they're too young. Like, what are they going to do? But you can do a lot at that.
Well, age. No, nothing happened. Nothing even like that. It was just weird. You know what I mean? It was more like, let's get out of here. I don't know.
I would have been all over in the boys area. Just being like, what's up, boys?
Are you scared?
Were you about boys like early? Were you like,
oh my God. I was boy crazy. Like since kindergarten, like probably pre-K. I have always been boy crazy.
Okay.
Yeah. It was like one of those, like I was so boy crazy that like I remember adults would be like, this is a lot.
Like you need to calm down.
Yeah. I remember I got my first kiss in kindergarten. I think it was, I forget the guy's name. It might've been like Nathan or something or.
Oh, I remember my kindergarten crush was Sarah Hattersley.
Oh.
Isn't that a nice kindergarten
name? Such a wholesome, very wholesome name, yeah.
I think she, based on what I heard about her in high school, she didn't turn out to be as wholesome.
Not so
but
wholesome.
Everybody has a high school phase. I'm sure
she's
fine. Everyone
has their journey. I went through a hoe phase in high school. Big hoe phase.
Really? Was that exciting?
Yeah. My freak flag flew high.
Big hoe phase.
Yeah. It was a wild time.
Yeah, you're like, it's a wild time to be alive. If that's an option for you to go fly that fat flag, why not do it? Experience some things.
It's crazy though, the like, I was thinking about it recently, how those crushes early in life, like I would have died for Lauren Christensen.
Oh yeah.
I literally would have given up my life for that crush. But it's also funny that that was the most I ever cared about a woman.
You never was when even I was spoke 10. To her.
But it also, but in real life, I would like push her over.
Well, yeah, you see all those movies and stuff, and you're like, this is gonna be me. We're gonna be married with three kids. Yeah.
Yeah, at like the age of 20, you're like, by 20, I'm gonna be married with my first kid.
Living in Hawaii. Yeah, we'll have two cars, two houses.
With this girl I'm into in third grade.
Was so psycho about this one guy, Nico. There's this guy, Nico. I was in love with him. I would kill myself to be with him, you know? Like, I loved him so much. This was in fifth grade. We sat next to each other in class because I forced myself to sit next to him.
Yep.
Like, Valentine's Day, I got him, like, a cute bee, like stuffed animal, and it said like, "Will you be mine?"
Sure.
Oh, yeah. I wrote an anonymous love letter that was obviously from me. He was like, "Who gave this to me?" I'm like, "I have no idea, but they're probably really cute, and you should."
Everybody knows everybody's handwriting. Whoever it is, you should
kiss them. Yeah.
Yeah.
Everybody knows exactly your handwriting in that age too.
Yeah, I probably like left. I probably said from Allie, "Don't tell anyone," you know.
Right, and then told her no, it wasn't me. Maybe a different Allie.
Yeah, I was in love with him, and I remember we were in our music class, and he told me that he had a girlfriend from church, and I was like, fuck God, fuck church. like my life is a lie. I'm so emotional, and I remember in my diary, I drew a picture of Nico, his new girlfriend, them walking, holding hands, and then me standing behind them, literally with a gun in my
hand. Hell yeah. That's love.
Isn't that crazy? Yeah.
You hold on to that? That could be worth something.
No, my dad threw away all of my toys as a child. He'd be like, "Oh, we're having a garage sale." And then
here's a picture of Allie following her.
It is autographed, though.
I wish I still had it. I would love to see what I wrote. I was such an emo, like, sad kid.
But weren't you also like, that's the chick on the radio? I'm kind of into her because that's. Was there any clout with that you gained?
Yes, there was a guy. Another. I have a thing with N names. There was this guy, ooh. Nikki.
Yep.
Nikki and Nico.
Nikki and Nico. There's a lot of N's in my life. So this guy Nikki, he was the best at handball at school.
That's a big flex back then.
Oh, yeah. He was, like, pro handball. He beat everyone. He was super good. And we started dating. He even came over to my dad's house once, and we, like, hung out.
That's big.
That's big.
Same age? This is still fifth grade?
Same age. Yeah, we were both in fifth grade, and he came over, you know, with supervision. And I was in love with him. And I remember we obviously broke up because it's fifth grade.
You just grew apart.
Yeah, we were just trying
to go to sixth grade. Yeah.
We went to different
move to sixth grade. Yeah.
Long distance didn't work. So
yeah.
I remember I got a call from one of my friends a year later in sixth grade. They were like, "Oh my God, Allie, you'll never believe who I'm with. It's Nikki T." And I was like, "Oh my God, I haven't heard from him or talked to him. Like, what's he up to?" And he gets on the phone and he goes, "I just want you to know that I was only with you because you were on the radio."
Nikki, what a dick.
Wow, Lil Allie?
Yeah.
Getting burned?
And I was heartbroken and I was confused because there were no perks of him dating me, you know?
Well, also, and you're more than that.
I'm more than the radio. And also, he didn't even listen to Kiss FM.
He just heard about it.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I was over that and I had some fake friends. I had this girl, I don't want to name names, but there are some girls who are fake and who stopped being my friend when I stopped being on the radio.
That's like going to keep happening.
We name full names here. We've already named Ricky Shireen, Lauren Christensen.
Natalie Earls.
Natalie Earls.
I feel like I should just, I mean, honestly, I forget some of these losers' names at this point.
There you go. They don't have names. They're losers.
One of the girls, though, her dad, like, invented the pop-up tent.
Damn. Got to be paid.
Yeah, and I remember I had a sleepover at her house once and wet myself on the mattress.
On a pop-up tent?
No, I wish. That would be cool. We were indoors, air mattress. I peed. I had a dream. I was taking a shower and peeing in the shower.
Those are weird. And then you, like, did you wake up halfway through or did you wake up in the morning and you were like, oh, my God.
I woke up halfway through going, what have I done?
Yeah, because you are peeing in the dream and you're like, this is great. This feels like really, oh, it is real. It's real. I'm actually peeing, yeah.
You're like, I'm warm, I'm wet.
Yeah, you're like, this is so realistic.
And then, like, when you're that young, you don't know how to, like, tell people things. Like, you don't know.
Oh, it's so awkward, yeah.
Properly. And so in my head, I'm like, I realize that I peed. And I'm just like, how do I approach this situation?
Yeah.
Like, what do I say? Do I pretend? Like,
do you try and hide it? Yeah.
You're not cleaning the linens. An
animal peed on me. Like, how do I go about this?
Yep. One time I puked. We were like in high school. No, that was probably like a freshman. But it was like around that time where I could have been drinking, but I wasn't. But I puked in my homie's bathroom, and I had to go. Like I think my mom had picked us up in the morning. I wrote a note that said, "I'm sorry for the mess. Tino was my nickname.
I got you point. Next time. Tino. Yeah, you can throw up in my house next week.
The mother was so angry. I almost, there was like a murder scene.
And you just left?
I had to get out of there. I was sick at that point, and I didn't. I was too embarrassed.
You had COVID before everyone.
Yeah, you were ahead of the curve.
That was actually how it started.
Yeah, that's crazy.
But another thing that you love that we love is singing. In our youth, right? You've been singing like your whole life. We grew up in a household where our mother would take us on long road trips and listen to show tunes on tape deck.
Was she a show tunes type of gal?
Absolutely.
Not, but like specific ones.
I mean, we literally listened to, we would play Les Mis all the way through, and then she'd turn it over and play it again.
Dreaming time comes.
There we go.
My dad, Allie,
that's a soft spot for me. That's awesome.
Cheers. Watch out.
I dreamed a dream.
Watch out, John. I'm going to do a live action.
I'm watching. One day more. Sorry, go ahead.
One day more.
Another day, another destiny.
I saw that in theaters, and I was fully sobbing, weeping.
Hysterical. Were you?
That was good. The last one they made with Hugh Jackman.
Oh, yeah.
Russell Crowe, they could have gotten better than Russell Crowe.
Yeah, I mean, he's good, but have you seen him recently?
Is he big?
Tough. He is living it hard.
I think he eats in and out every single day, and I'm not joking. I feel like I've heard that, like, that's like insider knowledge. I remember I was PAing on a show, and he was just going to hang out with the guy whose show it was, and he pulled up in a car. He was just sitting in his car while the show was being filmed, eating In-N-Out the whole time.
Oh, God.
Just in the air-conditioned black SUV.
And he looks like he's washing it down with, like, a bottle of whiskey and ripping cigs, and he's just living it pretty hard right now.
I respect that.
Yeah. Are you not entertained? You know what I mean?
Are you not entertained? Is this not why you're here?
My dad loved Bye Bye Birdie.
I was in Bye Bye Birdie in junior high.
My dad loves singing Anne Margaret's parts.
Oh, wow. That was like,
Bye Bye Birdie.
My dad is like not, you know how like, you know, it's a spectrum, you know, some guys are more feminine than others. My dad is like a dude's dude. He smokes cigars. He wears cargo shorts. You know, he's just like a dude.
But he loves Bye Bye Birdie.
Loves it, and he'll be like, "How lovely to be a woman." He changes his voice. He like does all the movements, and is like, "How wonderful to feel."
That's so funny.
I love seeing it happen.
That's a real man.
Bye bye, Birdie. We went and saw Cats live, and then
we left halfway through. Yeah, I didn't. The whole thing when the cats came out in the crowd at the very beginning, I was like, "What are we talking about?"
Let's get out of here. Like singing Jellicle songs.
Yeah, I never got into the musical theater too much.
Yeah, it was mainly, my main memories are, she loved Les Mis. Those road trips were, those are very memorable, and we listened to Les Mis all the way there and all the way back.
Yeah.
She loved it.
And then we were in, but I was in like show choir up until like eighth grade. Isn't that crazy? So I was like,
I did show choir for 1 year in eighth grade.
I can see it.
What was the name of that?
Sycamore Singing Company.
SSC, that's right. Yeah.
Ooh.
Yep. I had a solo. I sang during a Dick Van Dyke, what was that? Mary Poppins?
Make them laugh.
No, it was something.
Singing in the Rain, Mary Poppins?
Mary Poppins.
What, were you dancing with the penguins?
I don't know what I was, but it wasn't even a solo because everybody was singing behind me, but it was like a dance solo. It was ridiculous.
Oh, I went to those in the crowd. Like, me and Dad would be like, "What's going on?"
Dad would bring binoculars.
He
was like,
"We're at a Broadway play, and this is like a junior high theater." I'm like, "Dad, put the binoculars down."
That's so sweet and supportive. My dad would be like completely mentally checked out for any of my performances.
Oh no. I'd be sitting next to him. This is what he's doing. He's like, "I don't even know where he is. What's he doing?" He's like, "I can't see him. Can you see him?"
It was embarrassing. It wasn't endearing at all.
No.
He brought peanut M&Ms to my communion and cough ate them. Because my just despite my mother, because my mom and him
just post divorce, yeah. He's a child, yeah.
I'm getting a communion. I'm getting communion in a Catholic church, and my mother was so angry at him, and he would go and then eat peanut M&Ms while coughing.
I found it pretty funny, but it was looking back.
Why did he have to sneak the peanut M&Ms?
Well, I think he was. It was more that he was trying to get on my mom. Well, once she noticed that he had taken, I mean, think about it. You hear the noises of somebody taking out. You think this is a child, right? And you look over, and a fully grown man is holding a bag of peanut M&Ms inside of a church, and she's looking at him like, "Don't you dare eat those peanut M&Ms!" And he's here. We go.
He's treating my communion like a new Bruce Willis movie. He's like just in a theater eating
M&M. Popcorn.
Oh yeah, 100%. Brought his own snacks everywhere. Absolutely.
I love that. It sounds like he's just prepared.
Yes.
You know what? He might have been an asshole in like his, the perception of him was like, God, come on, don't do that. He never missed like anything though. He was always
yeah.
Every game.
That's true.
He was at my baseball game and until he got told to leave the baseball game because he counted how many times the first baseman touched his dick. And
yeah, that was a weird
tough flex. One, but also very funny. Very funny because he touched his penis. Funny. Quite, it was kind of an issue. Somebody should have talked to the kid.
That's so funny.
Yeah.
I had a solo when I was in choir. First of all, when I was in choir at my school, I tried to get every single solo. Like, I would be really upset if every single solo wasn't to me. Which just doesn't make sense, you know, but yeah. I would just try.
Like, you didn't write this around me?
Yeah. And I wasn't, like, an amazing singer, but I thought that I was better than everyone in choir, and right. I was really upset. And then finally my big day came. We had this big recital. I had a solo. My friend Emily got sick, so I got her solo. So now I'm in two solos, and I'm nervous. You know, I'm trying to memorize her solo. We're doing Hairspray.
Sure.
And so I get up, we're doing the song, it's time for my solo. I believe I did my first solo, I killed it, and then it's time for my second solo. I get up there, I lose all memory of the song, nothing is coming to my brain, and I'm up there, all my friends
are
there, and I'm just like,
ah. Oh, no.
I'm hoping that someone's going to say the words, everyone's just looking at me like they're in shock.
You're surrounded by your peers.
Oh my! It was truly horrible.
That's. I don't think I ever had a solo. That always made me pretty nervous.
I
didn't mind.
I needed to be humbled, so I think it was a good thing.
True. Yes. Maybe you didn't need two solos.
Yes.
Maybe it wasn't supposed to happen that way.
I had a solo. I was singing a song from Grease. If you guys remember the popular film from the 70s, and
Grease Lightning.
Sure. And I remember singing it well and being really confident. And then somebody afterwards told me, they were like, what was up with how it sounded? And I was like, what do you mean? And they told me that I had the microphone too close to my mouth, which we know as comedians, like that you get, it can change the way your shit sounds. Yeah. And I guess I thought I was up there killing it. And I guess it sounded like,
you're just like, oh, Grease Lightning.
Exactly. What's that playing on the radio?
That's what it was.
I remember.
What's that playing on the radio?
I remember. You sounded fine. You sounded fine. Someone was trying to get.
Give keep swaying to and fro.
There you go. The mic's at the right place now.
But that was a big solo for me. And then choir was fun. You know what's so weird about our.
What about boy choir, dude?
Boy choir. I was just talking to somebody about this
huge
recently.
Vibe.
Being in choir. Cool. In our was the cool thing to do, isn't
yeah.
that
right? Yeah.
Yeah,
was it for you guys too, Allie?
It was a different type of cool, but it was like cool within that group.
I feel like everybody that was anybody in our junior high was in choir.
Yeah, especially we had boys choir, and like I hate waking up now. I hated waking up then, but I think it was every Tuesday or Thursday morning at 6 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
And they would have Krispy Kreme donuts, but it was like the thing to do, and it was cool. It was the cool club to be in was boy choir. In high school, it got a little different, but junior high.
I was in
high,
an acapella, boy choir acapella group was even the wow. more. Super
yeah, I sang In the Still of the Night with the acapella group.
I was jealous of that.
Did you guys have co-ed choir?
Yeah, yeah. I was in concert choir. And then there was chorale, and then there was the treble tones were the girls.
Were the women, yeah.
I remember when I was in high school, I did dance all 4 years. That was like my elective slash sport. And then I did swimming 1 year as well as dance. And then I was like, oh, I'm going to do choir and dance. And I auditioned for choir. And I was like, if I don't make advanced co-ed, I'm not doing it. And I sang. It was last minute. I did such a bad, like, I thought it was, I did, what's the song? It's like, why does love always feel like a battlefield?
Oh, geez. That's a, is that Jordan Marks?
Yes. And here's the thing. I don't think it's in my range at all. I don't
that's a hard that song. Song.
But I'm always like, everything I do is like competitive. I'm
yeah, like, I want yeah. two solos. Yeah. What did you not do? One solo.
I did
two
Beyonce's
solos.
Love on Top.
I don't know what happened. Yeah.
I did do that song for my 8th grade choir solo. I tried to do Love on Top.
That's hard as shit.
Yeah, I could
when
not
when she goes
do
like
it. Yes.
The third time.
Yeah. Oh my God, bringing back memories. But I sang that song, which is totally out of my range. I wasn't into, like, I don't have the same, the keys that the piano player was playing to accompany me with were not at the same range as me. So I was just like doing my own
placing
thing
blame.
At my own level.
Placing
yeah,
blame.
She's definitely, yeah.
Yeah,
had they come to meet me
if
here,
he would,
it would have
been
fine. Yeah,
came
but
up
it's
me.
Not my fault.
That's, yeah, he would have been a different octave.
Again, guys, I would have had the two solos had someone else reminded me what the words were right before the song
Mikowski?
Started. Yeah,
yeah.
It was always everyone else's fault.
Yeah. Oh, I'm familiar with that one. Yeah, I know the feeling there.
Yeah. So I sang it, and I ended up making Advanced Women's, and I was like, not good enough. And I didn't hear it, and it's their loss.
I like your style, Allie.
Thank you.
Shoot for the top.
And is your name is your name Allie or is your name Allison or what is your actual full name?
Allison.
It's Allison.
Yeah.
Okay.
But crazy story about that. My kindergarten teacher thought that Allison was too long of a name, so she told my mom to shorten it. So my mom wrote out Allie, and she was like, "Okay, like you can call her Allie, and like this is how we spell it." And then the teacher was like, "That's still too long." So then,
oh wow, shorten it back up.
Yes, yeah, yeah. So then we did ALI. That obviously was fine with her, but she retired after that year to become a clown.
What a clown move. She was already making moves into her next career. She's like, listen up. That's not short enough.
Yeah, she put like a little scarf over my name and was like, and now it's gone.
I know three Allies that spelled the name like that. A L I, my boss, and then Allie from Karate Kid, which I watched yesterday.
Oh.
Have you seen the Karate Kid?
I don't think so. Maybe one.
Pedro, so there is a scene, you should see it just for this scene, where they're introducing each other. He meets the girl that he likes, the main crush, the main girl in the movie. And she's walking away and he's like, well, what's your name? And she goes, Allie, with an I, and walks away. So that's a movie you would like, a scene you would like.
That's pretty much the whole movie.
And then nothing else happens. The movie ends there.
That's the whole movie.
Just about this girl and her name.
Then, yeah, it's like you're supposed to figure the rest out. No, Karate Kid is a great one. I would give that a shot if you have some time.
I have so much time.
That's super 80s. I don't know how you feel about 80s movies, but it's probably the most 80s movie you could watch.
I could get into it.
Give it a shot, Allie with an I.
Another thing that we all three have in common, divorced parents.
Hey.
Children of divorce. Now, how did it impact you, and why are you still scarred from it?
Well, that's the thing that I was thinking about. I forgot that your parents were divorced, but
I never forget.
Jesus, I knew he was going to say that.
It's hard to put away, but I think that's why I'm such a great house guest.
Mm-hmm.
Because when you grow up with divorced parents, there can be so much turmoil that you're. Even in your own home, you're trying to make things okay and not cause a disturbance because there's already a disturbance in the home.
By the adults, right.
And so you're trying to, like, be a good guest within your own home. You're like, I don't want to cause any more harm. And so I think that helped me a lot. But I don't know. I'm glad my parents got divorced. They got divorced when I was, like, 5. And so I don't remember them being together like in a happy marriage. Yep. So when they got divorced, I was like, oh, I'm so stoked. Like now I get two houses. I'm
oh yeah. Two Christmases.
Tall. Yeah. Sure. So I didn't mind it. I was happy with it. I liked having them be divorced. There was ups and downs with their relationship, you know, post-divorce.
Did they post-divorce date?
No.
Neither did our parents.
Yeah, when it was done, like, it was done.
No, I mean, we're saying, did they date? Did they go on and date other people?
Okay, so my mom, no. My mom's like, I don't know what her deal is in terms of romance, but it doesn't.
She's waiting for me.
She is. Yeah. I think you guys would be a great fit. Just keep it open, you know? But yeah, I've never met anyone. If she has dated someone, I've never met them or heard about them. She's just been kind of doing her own thing.
Allie, you're covering your microphone.
Oops.
There you go.
My mom just like has done her own thing. But my dad, you know, Larry likes to get his, you know, his rocks off.
Larry likes to be Larry.
Larry Mack.
Larry gets laid, you know.
I forgot your dad's name is Larry. You have that hilarious joke.
Oh my God. Yeah. Larry. And you know, I think Larry enjoyed being like the single father raising three girls on his own, full custody.
Oh wow.
It endeared him a lot to
some women, yeah.
Yeah, because women are like, oh my God, this guy is raising girls all alone. Yep. Like, it was kind of like the puppy effect. We were just
Brady Bunch.
His puppies. Yeah, so he was getting around, and I remember I was living in this, like, townhomes, and I became friends with this girl who was my age who lived there. She was, like, my neighbor, and her mom was single, and we became super good friends. I would have sleepovers at her place all the time, and I was like, well, your mom's single and my dad's single, so they should just date.
Right.
That's how it works, you know? It doesn't matter if they like
each other. At that age, definitely that's how it works, yeah.
Yeah.
I like how, isn't it also, every townhome is also a broken home. I don't think there's ever.
That should be the slogan, yeah.
A broken home. A broken home, or I mean a townhome?
Same thing.
I think there's nobody grew up in a townhome that has like the most true. Stable.
That's not the goal. That's not their goal. That's like, we're going to get a townhome. We're going to raise the family. There's going to be paying upstairs, paying downstairs.
That is so true.
That's a good observation. That's awesome.
That's hilarious. Yeah. So we were friends for a while, like since third grade. And then they ended up dating and we all moved in together in fifth grade.
Oh wow. So it got real.
Or sixth grade they moved in. We ended up leaving the townhomes into a real home.
And then so you're sitting with this friend and they're both your parents are in a room and you're like, our parents are banging right now?
Yeah. So my friend became my stepsister and they were together until like my freshman year of college.
That's so crazy.
That's wild.
Yeah.
So what's the relationship now?
We're cool. We like hit each other up on Instagram and we'll like message back and forth. But I think like when we got into high school, we just kind of like changed. I think if we weren't stepsisters, we probably wouldn't have hung out.
Yeah.
You right. Know?
I think we were just like growing apart. We became like different people. But
just
we
like
were
Larry and this woman.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
But we were cool. And like, we definitely like, once they broke up, we kind of like lost touch, but we've reconnected. She's super cool. I like her a lot.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
We never had any, no dating or anything like that. Oh yeah. And then now we can't hear John. This usually happens once a podcast. Once a podcast. John's Wi-Fi or microphone will be Spotify.
Am I frozen?
There you are. You're spot. You're back in.
Okay. Sorry
you're
about that.
Spotty, but we can hear your voice very clearly now.
Okay. There you go.
There we go. I'm back.
I like the lag though. It's kind of fun to try and predict what you're gonna do.
Right.
What was that? Where did it end? What was the last thing I said?
You looked passionate about something.
Who knows? Yeah, you were really on.
The freeze frame is always hilarious. Yeah.
I'm like
pissed off. God, is he mad?
You were going to talk about your emotions, John.
Oh, well, no, I just meant that our parents never dated anybody else after the divorce. So we never had like even an inkling of like, this is going to be your step. Stepbrother or stepsister.
Don't you think that's kind of weird though when they don't?
Oh, no, I do. Now looking now, at the time I was like, that would be hard.
Yeah.
I don't know if I want to do that. But now I'm like, I wish for them that they had someone to, you know, talk to be with.
Do you think either of them had feelings for the other? And like,
no, no, oh my God, no! I don't think I can't imagine. I can't believe that they even had sex to have us. I don't believe that it even happened. I don't know how we got.
I can't believe I had. I was born. I was the third one born. I can't even believe.
That hated each. I was like. I mean, it was not good growing up. They did not like each other.
That's crazy. And how long until they got divorced after you were born, Michael?
I was 9.
Oh, okay.
I was 11. My sister was 13.
They hated each other the whole 9 years. So, I'll talk about that on stage. I always say I was the product of a hate fuck. Definitely.
Yeah.
But
I feel the same way. I can't picture my parents ever boning or like, no, I don't get how they were into each other. I think it was one of those things where it seemed right at the time.
I guess. I don't know.
I can see. I do. Well, one thing we know about our father was he was like, he's a very funny person, like how we were talking earlier. Like he was always, he could make you laugh in moments that you did not want to laugh, which is, there is a level of charm. Women, you can't help but be like, you can get over a fight if the dude can make you laugh sometimes, right?
Yeah.
And then our mother's like very, I would say eccentric, would you say? Like she's definitely like a party person. If she is in the right environment, she like loves to have a good time.
Sure.
So I could see how they initially got along. They always say they used to laugh a lot, at least our mother. So that makes sense. They're funny people.
Yeah. I've talked about this before and my mom is like, why would you say that? It's not true. But I think my mom definitely like regrets, because my mom was the one who filed for divorce. And I think there's a part of her that wishes she had like stuck it out longer or like tried to make it work or got over it or didn't make that decision. But to me, I'm like, I think you guys would have gotten divorced regardless. I prefer that you did it when you did it.
Yeah.
Divorce, I don't trust people that have like parents that still love each other. That's always weird.
Yeah, that freaks me out.
Yeah. Most of my friends have, I definitely have some friends that have parents still together, but they're like, for the most part, pretty unhappy.
Yes. When other people tell me that their parents are still married, there's a part of me at first that's like, oh, that's beautiful. And then I'm like, oh, they hate each other.
Yeah, they have separate rooms, right? They haven't slept in the same bed in
years.
There's
like a money thing where they're like, it doesn't make sense financially to break up at this point. It's, that shit is. And then also like people will ask like, you know, comedians will be like, oh, I want to get into comedy. I always ask them, I'll say, do your parents still love each other? And if they do, then it's like, well, why are you trying to do comedy? Why would you, if you have a happy home, you're not going to be funny and you're not going to find any humor.
So. Yeah.
This is the first thing you say to somebody?
And yes, 100%. Yeah. I ask them if their parents still love them, love each other. And if they do, then I tell them to stop. Like, why are you doing this then?
Yeah.
Just go home. Be happy.
But can't you be happy doing comedy?
The outlet itself allows happiness, fleeting happiness, but definitely happiness.
Yeah.
That's why we continue to seek it like a drug.
Mm-hmm. Have you found, like, in dating, the people that you've dated, have they been from divorced or, like it was, what was your longest relationship?
High school. And it was toxic. And it was only because we didn't know how to break up with each other.
Oh yeah, that's a pretty normal thing. But at that age, you just don't know how to be like, I think we should just not be together anymore.
Yeah, but I also think like everyone I date probably comes from a broken home because it's, you just attract each other.
Yeah, you can see the chinks in the armor.
I think it would be hard to relate to someone who didn't have that experience. Like, I think it would be like, I'm obviously not opposed to it. Like, I'm not going to date someone. I just think like I probably wouldn't mesh well with them, but the idea of it sounds nice to be able to like visit their family and only have to go to one home.
Right. It's like you and Nico back in fifth grade. That would have been nice. Had that worked
out. That would have been so nice. His Italian family.
We should look Nico up and see what's up with that.
Probably not much. I mean, you know.
Little Allie moved on.
Right. Well, other than that, what you're COVID-wise, you're still doing comedy and stuff like that. You're still doing Zoom shows and shit. We're doing a show in Arizona in a couple of weeks. That'll be weird, don't you? Aren't you? How do you feel about this? We're going to tell jokes in front of people in a vehicle, I think, that are listening to us almost like a drive-in movie theater situation.
We're not going to be in a vehicle.
No, right, but the audience, though.
The audience will be in a vehicle as if they're going to a drive-in movie, but the movie is stand-up comedy.
Isn't right. that exciting?
How and are the windows down? Are you allowed to like yell out? Are you allowed to clap out the window?
Yeah, you can have the windows down. But yeah, I think laugh. A lot of people honk, flash their lights. I went to a drive-in. Yeah, it's going to be – it's not going to be the same. I
it's
think
going to be an experience.
Fun. It'll yeah. be fun, yeah.
Because I'll be with you and Chappelle. And who True. Else is going to be there?
Anwar.
Anwar, yeah.
So we know everybody.
I'll say hello. I'll be there.
And John will be there.
Oh, I want to meet Anwar's little baby.
Well, he might. No, he probably won't bring the kid, but there is a child involved now.
I want to see the baby.
The baby.
Do you think he's weird about visiting people with COVID? Because I know some people are pretty lax about their babies and like meeting new people. I know some people are more.
I don't think he's as weird as I think the new mother is. He's a new father, but I think the mother is much more motherly. Like protective. He was saying, she shut down a couple of shows that he was going to do just because. And also, like, we don't know what this damn disease does. You don't want a baby to get it. You don't know what the long-term shit is.
Yeah, you don't want to risk it for much reward.
But also, muscle up, you know what I mean? Get real. Yeah. Get the kid out there, expose it. It's like smallpox.
Yeah, get it out of the way.
But, how many people are going to be at the show? Do you guys know?
I don't know.
They just added me to the show the night before.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
So now I'm doing September 4th and September
5th. Oh, you're doing the Friday. Okay, so we'll get in a day early for sure. We were already talking about that. And then they didn't want me on the early show as well then? That it was just you know what? I'm waiting on the text.
I might have forgotten.
My phone's outside. Yeah,
don't worry. It's fine.
And my phone got wet yesterday, so I might be missing text messages.
Phoenix loves you, though.
I love Phoenix. One of my favorite, honestly. Like, I've been going there so much. I love it.
Yeah.
Saw you at the Tempe Improv. That was the first, we never actually met in person, but I saw you there. You were very funny.
Thanks. I got recognized at a coffee shop in Scottsdale.
Hey.
That's big.
That's big. Yeah, it's big stuff. Big.
And I never even get that. And I was on local television. So.
you're an AZ legend.
I'm an AZ legend. I'm probably the goat of the scene.
I would agree.
You know, but yeah, what was your first impression when you came to Phoenix? Because I've known you for, what has it been, at least 2 years, right? Maybe three?
Well, but the first time I met you, I did that show at the bar, the This Week Sucks Tonight.
Yep.
And that was our first time meeting. I think that was also my first time in Arizona.
Yes.
And I just instantly knew that I loved you because you were so funny, so witty, so quick, so charming.
Needed this.
Yeah. And I thought it was just, like, the funniest show. And you and Anwar's chemistry and, like, the banter with the comics performing. Like, and your references were so good. And I was like, oh, like, I like this kid.
I like when Allie watches and is in the room with our show. Because one time you texted me mid-show and you were like, you are so fucking funny. And I was like, fuck yeah.
Well, that helps in the moment, yeah.
Like, the halfway through the show, I was like, you know what? I am pretty fucking funny.
Yeah. I just, I loved it. And then.
We did street sets later that night, I think, right?
I think that was a different trip. I think that was the next time I came out.
We did street. We used to do a set in the middle of 7th Avenue.
God.
On the northbound lane.
After having a couple bevs at Gracie's.
Oh, yeah, a couple Pepsis.
2 a.m. Somebody would do a set in the second lane.
And I had heard about this, and I had never gotten to experience it. So when we were there, I was like, "Can we do it? Can we do it?" And I was like, "I need to do it." And I think I like volunteered myself first, or I was like, "I need to watch someone else do it, and then I want to do it."
It was intense. It was always very fun, and also like, no lie, probably one of the most attended shows in the entire Phoenix scene.
Street sets.
You had like 20 to 30 people that right there.
No matter what, ready to rock.
On the sidewalk.
Because it's only the bar's closing, so everyone's leaving anyways, and no one wants to go home. But also, it had kind of like an improv-y vibe to it, the way that like improv people, when they go out, they always like find a way to make it about them.
Yes.
In like an annoying way, but it's so fun when you're doing it.
Oh, yeah. That was
but
great.
I could imagine, like, being a bystander, like, if I didn't know you and I wasn't doing comedy and I saw that, I would have been like, these guys are so lame and annoying.
I know him well, and that was my thought. I was like, what are they doing? They're running across the street. Get out of here. John, I thought he was going to die numerous times.
John questions most things I do.
Yeah.
That's not true. Well, the street set, I just thought it was reckless. It was very funny, but I was like, you guys are going to die.
Very reckless. Nobody died. Couple close calls. We had a couple people that thought it was funny to drive very fast. in the third.
But I always felt like you could see the cars coming. It's not like you're going to be ambushed by a car.
It wasn't that busy. Yeah, that time
best
of night.
Best light in show business. We always get lit as comedians. It was headlights coming at you. That was get off.
Well, then you're already ready for the drive-through for the drive-in theater. You've been doing this for years.
True.
You got the headlights coming.
Yeah. That is true. I'm excited for it. It'll be good, and it's always good to have people we know. And then Allie's just dominating the Arizona scene too. I love that you get to do Tempe Improv too. That's my favorite. I always think like I'm spoiled because I came up in that scene. That club is just one of the best clubs to have come up in, but also like in the nation. You hear people talk about it a lot.
I think it's one of the best clubs, and I don't even know if it's because of the club or just because of the environment.
And the people, like the management and like the staff is great.
It's just, I'm like always like looking forward to going, whether like even if I wasn't performing, like if I lived in Arizona, it would be like one of those places where I would just like stop by to like hang out.
It's great.
I live down the street. I love to go. We saw anytime. Yeah.
We got to see so many cool people there too. I've seen like Michelle Wolf there. Me and you went and saw David Alan Greer there, John. And I was, and I'll tell you what, as a comedian, I don't laugh a lot at people anymore, just
hysterical.
Out loud.
Yeah, he was
I was crying laughing. Have you ever seen David Alan Greer, Allie?
No, never.
So funny.
We also grew up on him too, on like In Living Color and stuff.
Blank Man, get serious. Oh my God. I loved Blank Man.
Crying laughing. It was a good club to have, for sure.
I got to see Bob Marley perform.
He's so funny.
So funny. And he's like one of those people who like I had always heard about, and I was like, what's the deal with his name? Like, he must be like some corny comic who tells like dumb jokes.
No.
And then I got to see him perform, and I was like, he's the real deal. He's so funny. It makes sense why every comedian loves him. Like, he's just a good dude with great jokes.
He's like, it's almost like a Chad Daniels type too. You just hear the name a bunch, and then you're like, this guy can't be as good as that. And then you see him, and you're like, this dude might be one of the best comics. Those road guys are amazing.
So good.
Yeah. It'll be good. It'll be good to do comedy again, and then also finally have comedy back, maybe 2021. Hopefully. I don't know.
We'll see.
That'd be great. When you're in town, you should definitely come up to Olive and Ivy, though.
Oh, I think so. Hell yeah, I'll be there.
Yes.
That bruschetta.
Plan on that. Yes, the bruschetta is awesome. You know what you're talking about.
Let's party in AZ in a couple weeks. You missed out last time we were all in. We got COVID. We partied so hard. So.
I know. You made me nervous. I thought I had COVID. I was like, I finally did it.
So this time we'll party hard with protection.
We'll use protection.
We'll use protection. We'll get a little rowdy. John has a pool.
Yeah, we'll have fun.
It'll be fun. So either way, Allie, appreciate you doing this.
Thanks for having me on.
And then you guys, what's the first date going to look like, I guess? Like, is there a venue, John? Have you thought about this?
I've been thinking about it since the podcast started.
John's cooking too. What are you going to make for?
I can cook.
Kind of let's paint that picture before we go.
I would put it more on, let's see what she wants to do. I wouldn't want to do what I want to do. I would ask her what she'd like to do.
I'd probably want it to be casual because it feels like now there's a lot of pressure. So something just laid back.
No pressure. Yeah.
That way, if it doesn't really end up working, like
that's fine. We'd still be friends.
Buddies.
Yeah. All right. I'm in.
And then do you guys both hook up first night? Is that a thing you guys both like
to
do?
It depends. But I'm not going to cross
that bridge when we get there.
Yeah.
Okay. I like it. Well, no, I'm rooting for both of you. And then Allie, if you need a fallback, I'm Mike and I listen.
I wouldn't be disappointed with either of these options.
Long term.
Is your sister available too?
That's true. She is actually on the outs right now and kind of vulnerable.
Okay, great. So I have the whole Turner clan just at my disposal.
Here we go.
And my mother is still not dating, but I think she's open again. Right. So you could date any of us.
All right.
Okay, great.
No, we're not ageists here. Allie, I love you. I'll see you soon.
Love you,
Allie. Nice to talk to you.
And John, I love you too, brother.
Oh, yeah. Love you too, brother.
Aww. All right. Peace up.
Bye.
Bye, guys.